Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, look, this stuff I'm about to tell you cannot be confirmed, but I am going to tell you that I think this is what's going on at North Carolina.
Oh.
Because I don't think he was fully committed when he took the job. But the latest is, for those of you who don't know, Tar Heels are 2-3 overall, 0-1 in conference play. They have suspended their cornerbacks coach for impermissible benefits. Basically, he was providing tickets and sideline stuff for kids. In this day and age, you would think impermissible benefits, Mike, is a joke.
Right.
But
what's the old line? It's like giving away speeding tickets to the Indy 500.
Correct.
Right?
So that has happened. But this is what's being rumored. I don't start them. I just talk about them when they're out. So Belichick's communication with his staff the past 2 weeks has been considered and described as weird and distant. Reports of senior recruiting violations remain under investigation by UNC. But here's the kicker. And this is the one that I'm going, okay, he's certainly not committed. If in fact this is true, and again, various reports are out there, Bill Belichick has discussed a buyout option with North Carolina's hierarchy.
Okay.
And he signaled his willingness to trigger his own $1 million buyout if he can find a soft landing with another team or maybe back in the media. Now, I don't know, again, how true this is, but think about what's been going on. Jordan Hudson, his girlfriend, all the stuff. Hulu was about to drop some coin with them. They are out. Yes, we know Jordan. They didn't do the Hard Knocks thing. His team is terrible, okay? They're one of the worst defenses in college football. When I say that, I mean it. Like, there's only 125 schools in FSP. They're like 110. There's a lot that's going on here, Mike, and the other part of it is his relationships internally apparently are deteriorating. We don't know if this is going to happen, but I'm just telling you what's out there, and it wouldn't surprise us if it did.
Article from the Boston Globe that dropped this morning, a report, Bill Belichick's UNC football is an unstructured mess with a divided locker room. Carl and I were talking yesterday, if you missed the show, TV station in Raleigh, and their 6 o'clock sports guy basically saying what he was hearing from players, that there's divisions to the Boston Globe's story in the locker room. Guys are looking to transfer or just get out. And I wonder, because it brings it back to the Falcons just for a minute, what would it have looked like here? You know? I mean, to me, the whole situation, the way – because we just talked about, you know, how the quarterback situation, how Mac looks out there in San Francisco, right? Well, what would have happened if, you know, he was here? Would he have been so cavalier? Would Josh McDaniels have come with him as the OC? Or would he have tried to let his defensive coordinator coach our quarterback? You know what I mean? He lost his fastball in New England. Everyone wants to make this about, you know, Brady. And, yes, Brady obviously shows it was some Brady magic. But Belichick stopped drafting well. He missed on skill positions. He couldn't find a wide receiver if his life depended on it. So all of this, that's why I was lukewarm about him here. You know, I wanted a guy like Harbaugh. But now you and I said this. What was it? You're a Carolina fan. You think he's going to be there for 3 years? You got two years tops. And now the entire thing is unraveling. Look, the thing with him and the younger woman, that's his prerogative. God bless him. Mazel tov. But it for a guy that's life was so structured, it just looks like his life is just unspooling in front of our eyes in the last 18 months.
Yeah, and Mike, for me, it's not about the younger woman thing. You're right. That's his business. It's the fact that it's become a part of the narrative and the story much more so than it is about the football. That is the issue. Date whoever the hell you want.
Right.
Do what you want. But when it becomes what people care about more and she becomes the story, that's a distraction. That's what you're saying. There were no distractions in New England. He was not allowing these kinds of things to take place. So here's the deal. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. When you start talking about a potential exit strategy, I'm here to tell you they're talking about a potential exit strategy.
And again, if you heard the show yesterday, there was a big article. We were talking about this article that came out. I think I want to say it was ESPN. Chapel Hill.com. Or was that, either way, it came out and it was basically saying how before Belichick even got hired in Chapel Hill, there was not a consensus. There was a divided house between their version, I guess, of the chancellor, the university president, the athletic director, and folks on the board of trustees who didn't want it and thought this was a bad idea. And now, I don't want to be like so, you know, cliche to say this is going to be a disaster, but you and I said it was a friggin' disaster before it even got off the ground. This was going to be a giant nothing burger. But I didn't think it was going to make it to the end of one season.
He may not even make it to week six. I mean, the way this feels. And by the way, these rumors are being fueled by this now investigation. Look.
You can make that thing go any way you want.
If I want to get you got, I'm going to get you got.
So what, Bill Belichick is going to have a show cause from the NC2A?
No, I mean, but this is UNC saying this is being fueled by we have an ongoing investigation about, give me a break, about impermissible benefits from a coach and now you suspended. I mean, this is a joke. This is basically, this is not working. We'll cut you your check.
Right.
And wish you the best because we know your dad coached here and, like, there is a connection.
Yeah, when Eisenhower was president, right?
But this is not it. That's what UNC is basically saying. And I just want to see if they have the balls to follow through.
You were talking about this yesterday. You know, it's just so funny about Belichick and this blank show here is you expected Mac Brown to be treated a little more class. And they show Mac Brown, look, maybe Mac lost his fastball. It's tough to go home again and go back to Carolina. But, I mean, Mac Brown brother, you're going to a decent bowl game. At the bare minimum, you got a bowl game with Mac Brown or you're 500. This isn't this disaster with Bill Belichick. So I never knew what the end game was for Belichick anyway, other than he had no traction. He wants to get to the NFL and be the all-time winningest coach. And that's like, this makes that an impossibility, doesn't it? Or do you still think somebody would give him a shot?
Well,
to me, it's like, how could I hire a guy to be the face of my franchise, to be the architect, when his life is a disaster? Is everything just, like as I said, it's unspooling around him.
It feels that way, but we know how these owners work, and there are still a lot of owners who respect what he accomplished in the NFL, and they still think that he could potentially turn their team and their franchise into a winner. The fact that he's failing at this, he's not a failure yet because he's not been fired. Once he's fired, it's a fail.
Right. The thought being you could come in with the general manager and make this, because of NIL and the transfer portal, run like a pro team.
Pro team. But there are NFL owners who still go, look at what he did in the NFL, and he could definitely do that for me. I don't know if this is the end, but I just think, like, he's not a college dude. This is the thing that Nick Saban learned when he went to the NFL. It was like, this is cool, but this is not me. This is not what I'm great at. Then he goes to Alabama, and we see what happens. Belichick has never been a college guy, regardless of the rules or what's in place. I just feel like the NFL looks at him differently than college football.
But he was always a square peg in the college, to your point. And the funny thing is, he's probably this close. I got my fingers this close apart. He's on the boat. You know, he's on the SS Arthur Blank. You know, Arthur, I wonder if the girl was with him too, Carl. Oh, Bill, well, I see you brought your daughter with you. Very nice.
I don't know.
Or your niece.
I don't know if that
either
happened.
Either way.
But I do know what happened. Right. He blew it.
Well, and I do think – I still think Arthur gets on the phone with Bob Kraft, and Bob Kraft says, he's lost his fastball, Arthur. You don't want to get in bed with Belichick. That's what I think happened.
Yeah.
You know, and not to mention, look, if we're going to be honest, all of the people that surround Arthur Blank knew their jobs were gone if Belichick came in. So he's probably getting that – regardless, I wasn't interested in Belichick. We had a lot of fans at that time. Now, Raheem Morris has still got to prove that he's worthy of this hire, because that last year was, again, a mess, and some of this was on Kirk Cousins. But Raheem is still, in the minds of a lot of fans, not as good an option as Belichick would have been. Has that changed the minds of any of the fans now, seeing this disaster? Or is it apples to oranges because it's the college game?
Look, I
don't know what Bill's staff was going to look like here.
I told you guys – way back when the Belichick wasn't getting his job. I said he wasn't the guy. He wasn't going to get this job. He didn't get the job. This was more than just about him being the face of the franchise. This was about team building. That's an area where he had failed. And when you get into, all right, what was he post-Brady prior to that, when he was building teams and at his best, like, there was just a – and he had a lot of brain power, Mike. We forget all the general managers and assistant general managers that have
Scott
left,
Pioli, to drop off that tree.
That left that building that were in those conversations to help Belichick build those teams. But this was about team building. Belichick just being the coach is one thing. You still got to build a team. You still got a draft. For everybody's killing Terry Fontenot, this last draft looks pretty damn good, doesn't
it? That's two now.
Looks pretty damn good, doesn't it? That's where he was lacking when you talk about the football stuff. Yeah, he can be a head coach. And then you go to college, Mike, and you say, well – he's a great defensive mind. His college team's going to be one of the best defensive teams in the country. They're not. His son is running the defense. Why?
His son's got 1 year as a defensive coordinator. That was at the University of Washington. And again, I look at Belichick and those last few years in New England. I mean, how much hubris, that's ego for those who, you know, is to say, I'm going to take a guy who's never coached quarterbacks, I'm going to take my young developing quarterback and stick a defensive coordinator
yep.
and an egomaniac special teams coach and see if he can fix. That's not the way things work. So that's why, that was my argument against Belichick 2 years ago. And man, and the other thing is guys are like, people on the text line, well, why are you guys so excited? Because he treated people like crap. Bill Belichick, there's karma. The boomerang.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And comes around, you know, for all the stuff he pulled with the media. And look, I get it. Some of the media deserves it, some doesn't. But at least have some degree of treating people like human beings. And when things are going, when he was running back to back, he could be that guy. Now he just comes off looking like a jerk.
Oh, when you're winning, you can do those things.
Exactly.
When you're not, this is what happens. Hey, man, we're live at Buffalo's Cafe. Not telling it's going to happen, but it probably is. We're coming back. We got more to get to here. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bill.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know why it's not outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.